Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Charlie Arnott joining us today. We're back with Charlie talking about the consumer in just a moment.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels, and whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there, too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS. It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world, but it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Charlie Arnott's been involved with the meat industry for a lot of his life, and he's currently the chief executive officer of the Center for Food Integrity. It's a nonprofit organization devoted to putting the food industry's best foot forward in the eyes of the consumer. Now, the center represents multiple stakeholders from a wide and diverse range of agricultural interests. And Arnott says that's part of the strength of his particular organization.
One of the strengths of the center is we have no natural constituents. We don't defend or protect or speak on behalf of any particular sector or brand. That enables us to bring a very diverse group of stakeholders together. So our members include Aurora Organic Dairy, DuPont and Monsanto, Cargill and ConAgra, as well as Nestle and Kroger and McDonald's and everybody kind of in between. State farm organizations, national farm organizations, individual farm groups are all part of that conversation and all part of the Center for Food Integrity. So one of the advantages of that is that we have a higher level of credibility in some circles because of the diversity of our membership.
Credibility can lead to trust, according to Charlie Arnott, and he says that's really important when you're dealing with consumers these days about food.
In agriculture, we've always relied on science as being the primary mechanism upon which we were going to base our decisions. So in doing some work with Iowa State University and trying to uncover what it takes to build trust, we began by doing a meta-analysis of 21 different pieces of research on the question of trust in food. And in each of those pieces of research, we identified three common drivers. The first is influential others. That's family and friends and credentialed individuals whose opinions you respect. The second element is competency, believing that it's competency or technical data that builds trust. The third element is confidence or the perception of shared values and ethics. Can I count on you to do what's right?
Arnott adds that understanding the changing nature of how we communicate is important to reaching the target audience, in this case, talking to consumers about food and how it's produced.
It's helping people make a connection with the men and women who are involved in agriculture and farming. What's interesting today is we've gone from mass communication to masses of communicators with social media where everybody has a voice, everyone has an opportunity to participate in the conversation. It's really important that we understand the importance of being engaged in the conversation. It's more about listening, it's about embracing skepticism, and then participating in a dialogue in a way so that people understand that you appreciate their concerns, you're willing to listen, and then you have information that's relevant to them. So testimonials and sharing your story, certainly a part of that. But what we're discovering is really being able to listen, being able to embrace skepticism and not become defensive, and then engage in a dialogue is going to be a much more effective long-term strategy.
And keeping a dialogue open with consumers, essential for cattle producers today in this era of skepticism. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a bull sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch near Chattanooga. It's on Saturday, March 14th at 1 o'clock. And at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 6. The sale includes 100 limousine and limb flex bulls, 65 fall yearlings, and 35 spring yearlings. For more information or for a sale catalog, go to www.hallchr.com or call 580-597-3006. That's 580-597-3006.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.